Well, hi everyone. This is me. My name is Emilio. I work with Alberto at Estradio in Madrid. Well, as a Java developer mainly, I have been involved in different projects, working with Spanish banks in innovative projects there. I have been working in in different projects using technologies such as Kafka, Spark, Akka, and the past 2 years I have been developing with Scala.
Okay, we work for Estradio right now. I will bring some dessert, so feel free to come along and grab some. And Estradio is a Spanish startup, and well, we are building a big data platform which aims to help companies in the digital transformation. If you have any questions or like an invitation of our products, get in touch with us. And well, the next slide is a little bit
complex.
Yeah, a lot of things in here, but basically we are building a platform on top of BCLS. We are using all different layers with microservices. We are also very much, over the last months, we were involved in security stuff because we are working with one of the biggest banks in Spain. So we are very focused in the security. And well, yeah, we are pretty persistent. We have to search for some time on DB and a lot of stuff. Yeah, so yeah, let's go ahead. Okay, so let's start talking about the tool. So firstly, well, a little bit of embarrassy, why we chose this name. So Hermes is a Greek god that is considered the god of transitions and boundaries. So we thought that it was a good idea to call our tool Hermes, and then we add the G, because well, we see that we use Kafka as our backbone, so we add the key in front of Hermes, and that's what we call the tool Hermes. So why we have created this tool that I have, Estradio. So Estradio, we create, as I said, a whole big data platform. We created our own projects, our own modules. So we created a streaming module. A complex processing system. We create a real-time aggregation tool. We create also a query engine, some kind of machine learning stuff as well, and we also create a visualization tool. So from the day zero, we need something that produces that to test our components and to show our clients what's going on. So yeah, that's it. So we needed something to produce data to test our platform. Besides that, our clients asked questions like, well, how do you guys test this stuff? How do you guys stretch this stuff? And how stable is your digital platform under heavy load? To start producing data, we created a very simple application that we call the Estradio Fake Network. And when the clients come to Estradio, we always show a demo that was focusing on our tech company. So we simulate clients buying things around the world. So we created something to generate this data. This very simple tool has the following limitations. The data generated was very good to that demo. And every time we need to change the data that we generate, we need to go to the project, modify the code, and so on. It was like a pain in the ass. And this tool was not ready to be executed in a distributed fashion. Estradio was moved to a distributed environment, BCOS. So we think that we should improve the tool to be executed in a distributed environment. So taking these facts into account, we created a distributed data generator with these main goals. So we wanted to generate dynamic data. So we wanted to give the user to make the user easier to define the data that they want to generate. We also wanted to offer the users of the tool a wide range of data generators, considering it's the generator that we have implemented already. And well, we should it should run in a distributed environment. It should be easy and scalable. We'll see a video in a minute where we show you how to scale the application in VCOS to Marathon. And then, well, API is configured and modified, scalable and refined, and we are working in a friendly user interface.
Okay, now I'm gonna talk about how we do those things. Here, these are the technologies we are using. The main purpose of Kermes is producing huge amounts of messages. Depending on your purposes or the use cases, you may need to increase or decrease the number of nodes that are generating data. So we thought that it could be a good idea to use like a cluster. Once you have produced those messages, you need to transport them. So we think that Kafka is your best friend for do that. Optionally, depending on the your case, you may need to transport all those messages to any data store. So you may need to use Kafka Connect and use the appropriate connector for transport those messages from Kafka to the data store. Finally, Zookeeper. We have used Zookeeper to store all our configurations, our settings for running Kermes and reuse in next executions. Well, I'm gonna go into Akka Cluster. Akka Cluster is a decentralized peer-to-peer cluster, fault tolerant. No single point of failure or bottleneck, and automatic failure detection. Also, Akka Cluster use the GoSIP protocol. All nodes involved are able to auto discover each other. Each node knows. All nodes know each other, and each node is able to perform different operations, such as start or stop producing data. The GoSIP protocol is used also in Cassandra, so it's a well-known protocol. Now. About Apache Kafka, what can I tell you about Apache Kafka that you don't already know? Apache Kafka, we have considered that it's the best way to transport all the messages to the data store if you need. And maybe in the future we will be able to process them, the messages, using the Kafka streams. For our demo, we've got only one broker, but depending on your needs or on your purposes, you are able to increase the brokers and set up. Well, here is a small diagram of our application. As you can see, we've got the Akka cluster with five nodes. One of them is called the SIP, and the other are simple nodes. Here we've got Zookeeper for storing our settings. Then over there we've got the Kafka cluster. So once the nodes are starting to produce the messages, all of them are sent to Kafka. And depending on your use case or your needs, we've got the Kafka connectors to store the messages on your selected data store.
Well, these are the options to get it started if you guys want to play around with the projects. I think we didn't mention, but the project is open source. It's attached to license, so you can go to GitHub, have a look and allow it. Of course, you can contribute to it. So we have provided some different ways to start the project and start playing around with it. So you can go and promote the project, some native projects, so you can the project and install. And then there's a folder in the project that's called scripts where you can start seeds and nodes, so you can start a Kerberos cluster in your laptops or maybe in a distributed environment. And then we also prepare some Docker files, some Docker Compose files. So the demo, in fact, we're using the Docker Compose file that will start up a full environment with all the stuff that you need to playing around with it. And as I said, we also have prepared Kermes to be executed in BCOS, so we'll see in the video.
We've got here a small screenshot. So this is a web-based console that we have developed in our team. Using this web base, you are able to execute different commands. So here you can see some of them. Let's start with Kafka config. Well, from our web based console, you are able to set up Kafka. So typing this command, create Kafka config. You are able to set all the properties for Kafka. The console will ask you about a name for this setting, and then you can copy paste your settings, and our application will be able to parse the common properties about Kafka. In our demo, we are using Elasticsearch as data store. So we need to set the Kafka browser analyzers and set the schema registry UR for everything works fine. Next, we've got the tree template. We have decided that tree template from Play framework is the best way to construct your own custom templates. So you are able to define the fields of your messages you want to generate. Here, for related with our demo, you can see the fields for a streaming platform for listen music. So these are the common fields for a song with the name song, the artist. As you can see, you are able to define how do you want to produce how want to your fields are you want to do. So different fields such as location and using two templates, also you are able to define a Scala code. So for example here in user type, you are able to define in Scala code a sequence for two elements and random them. Besides you are able to define different templates. So depending on the nodes that run this template, you are able to send the messages for example, from this template to one topic, and generate other template and send the template to another nodes, and then sent to Kafka.
Is it always JSON?
Yeah.
So you can't send just arbitrary strings, it has to be JSON?
Sorry?
You can't send arbitrary strings, it has to be JSON?
Yeah. Well, this is our generator config, so type the command, ask you about a name, and well, as we are using Twill, we need to specify a temp path for compiling at runtime the code. You are able to define topic for sending messages to Kafka. You will be able to define different generator configs, so you are able to send the messages, one message to one topic and other messages to other topic. And for our demo, we are using English internationalization, so we will be able to produce data in English, but we've got different generators using Spanish internationalization. Also, we have defined different rules. Depending on your needs, you may need to start producing data, stop some seconds, and then continue producing data. Or you may need to define a number of events as a maximum. So these kind of rules are able to do that. Actually, if you need to define, if you need to send your messages to any data store, you may need to define the Dabro configuration. So here we are defining how to parse the fields of our messages.
Is there parquet support, like generating parquet?
No.
Okay.
And finally, once you have set all the configurations, all your settings, you will be able to start producing data. You are able to list all the nodes from Akka cluster. As you can see, now we've got four nodes, all of them in false state, so they are waiting for start producing data. And once you type the start command, the console will ask you about the names of the settings that you want to use for producing data. Type the Twill template, the name of Kafka config, generator config, Abro config if needed, so you could leave blank. And finally, you can specify the nodes that you want to start producing data. If you specify any ID, only that node will start producing data, but if you leave blank, all the nodes will start producing messages.
We use Kermes as the entry point of all of our platform. So these are different modules that we have created in Stratio. So we use Kermes to produce data to Kafka, and then through Kafka Connect we can persist in any database. So then when the data is in the database, so we use Spark for some batch processing, and then we use our modules such as Stratio Intelligence, some kind of magic and machine learning and stuff. Cross data is our Spark query engine, and then we have some visualization tools to show the data. Well, we've also used Kermes for some of our clients that you know, they know the data that they will be using, but they didn't have yet. So we'll talk to them and say, okay, you know that we will using this data, but you don't have it. So we use the data with Kermes, we ingest in a different persistence, we can start modeling in the persistence and so on, start seeing how our platform behaves, and before the client can give us some real data, so it's another use case. And then we also, as I said before, we are building a platform, we are making some changes in the frameworks, related with security, so we are making even changes in the Kafka framework that is deployed in DCOS. So for us, it has been a pretty good way to stress our stuff, and combining with some dashboard, gave us very, very good information about how our system was behaving and some problems that we could have with current. So core features, that's basically we've talked about it. So cluster that Emilio has just told you about. So we have WebSockets communication between the front end that we were about to see and the cluster. We have implemented some data generators, so you can just right now generate numbers, names, geolocations, timestamps, emails, and music generation for the demo that we are about to see. We have integrated it in our UR solutions. You can deploy it in a distributed fashion using the enterprise operating system. And well, we have our console that we are about to see in the demo. Well, features to come, we would like to implement more and more data generators. We are working on a feature we call weighted generators. So let's say that you wanted, I don't know, to just, you want to produce male and female, so you want to produce 80% of males and 20% of females, so you can define this kind of rules. We would like to definitely work on the user interface. We would like to move all the commands from the console to a cool user interface where the user can define its templates, even see the Kafka cluster with the topic, and then through drag and drop, the user will be, I want this template to be generated by these nodes in these topics, so something. There's a lot of space to improve in here, and well, it will be great also to see the throughput of Hermes, the configuration that you already have, and so on. There's a lot of things to do here. And well, we'll also like to get rid of the zookeeper dependency that Emilio told you, where we store the configuration. We are thinking about using maybe Akara persistence to store the configuration and get rid of zookeeper to store our topics. And then another feature that we have in mind, we are thinking of just, discover schemas from data storage. So let's say that you have a Cassandra database with some tables, it will be great to see, to say, okay, I want to produce data for this table, and then Kernels will discover the schemas and generate the templates for you. I think that would be a good feature. Okay, so let's play a little bit.
Hermes generates the producers, is that right?
Sorry?
It generates the producers into Kafka.
No, you can define the configuration of your Kafka, but you need to have Kafka running. And you
right, you it pushes it into...
Yeah.
Can you simulate like a straggling or a slow producer and mix of other producers?
Yeah, so you can define rules, timeout rules. So you can say, okay, produce 100 messages and then stop for 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Stop using again. And you can also define rules as just produce just 25.
Right, or as fast as you can.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah. Thanks.
Well, this is the demo that we are about to show you. So as I say, we have created a Docker Compose file. So if you go to the project, you can just play around with it. And this will be start up all these components for you. So obviously Kermes, we start a Kermes cluster with one seat and four nodes, I think, Emilio? Four nodes?
Four nodes total.
Okay.
One seat and three nodes.
Okay, a small Kafka cluster, yes, one broker, and then we also need schema registry to connect with all the persistent schemas, and then we define a connector to Elasticsearch, so we'll see how hopefully the data is ingested in Elasticsearch, and then we prepare to give an a dashboard to see how the tool is ingesting data. The demo of the template. Emilio explained before, so we are like playing with Spotify, so we are
generating this random data. And this is using some of the generators that we have already implemented, such as names, number, and well, the music generator. So you can, as Emilio said, just go ahead and insert your Scala code in here, and the template will be compiled, and the data will be generated.
Okay. So let me. I'm gonna mirror the screens. Okay, let me. Cool. So our front-end colleagues at Stratio have prepared. So as I said before, the user interface, there's a lot of space to improve in here, but our front-end colleagues at Stratio have prepared a cool diorama with the knobs of Kermes. So we would like to somehow in a single page application see the Kermes cluster status, and then we would like to just have the console in the same page to interact with the cluster. This interface is a little bit work in progress. So we will be using the console that is start up with Kermes to start interacting with the cluster. So this is the console that Emilio has just told you about. So you can start typing commands. So these are all the commands that we have already implemented. The cluster has four nodes. They are not producing data. So let's see. Well, we have stored the configuration already, for not to type during the demo. So we have also implemented some commands to see the configuration that we have already stored. So we have, this is the Kafka configuration that is already stored. So we are using the Kafka virtualizer and pointing to the schema registry URL. And then this is a Twitter template configuration. This is the stuff that we just seen, the Abra configuration. And then the generator config. In this case, we haven't. We haven't defined timeout rules and so on. Just it will be produced as fast as it can. Okay. So as I said, we have prepared. Let me zoom up this guy. Could keep on a dashboard with no results. We've also prepare. These are not. Let me. 2 minutes. Let's refreshing. Some Grafana dashboards. We are producing some metrics using the drop with our library. So we are hopefully seeing in here how many messages we are producing. Okay. So let's start producing data using our terminal. So let's go. Oops. Here we need the IDs of the nodes, so two template that we have just seen, the Abra config, and let's pick up this guy to start producing data. Cool. So hopefully our interface should show that. Let me refresh this guy. Yeah, this is showing that this guy is start producing data, and if we go to the Kibana, so we see how the messages are going through all the pipeline. So it's going through Kafka, through the Kafka Connect, and it's going through Elasticsearch, and we are showing the Elasticsearch data using Kibana. In this case, we are using the, as Emilio said, the English internationalization, so we are
creating, this is simulating users playing songs around the United States. So if we zoom in, so we can see, well, in this area, these are 1,700 play songs. So if you zoom into Miami, for instance, yeah, so that's some, they are random geolocation that we have included in our tool. And then in here we can see the hits that we are having, and just the Grafana dashboard showing some metrics. So let's start producing data in another node. So let me clear this guy. We'll be producing data with the same configuration, but as Emilio said, we wanted to produce another kind of data in another topic in Kafka. We can define in here and start using the nodes that are not producing data so far for these new configurations. So now, same configuration, another node, putting data in the same topic. And let's pick up another guy. My laptop is start suffering. Okay, so well, our work in progress interface should show how two nodes are producing data, and we should see how it's producing data faster, and then in Grafana we should see another node producing data in a minute. Yeah, if you see, this is the node that is starting producing data. For each node we have well, the name of the node is sending a different kind of metric, so we can see it in Grafana. Yeah, this is the guy that is also producing data. So this is it for the demo. Let me stop producing, because if not, my laptop is heating up. So let's stop producing data. Okay, cool. Okay, so we want to show you Hermes. Okay, so this is
a previous demo.
Yeah, video that we record to show our clients Hermes been deploying DCOS. I don't know if you guys have playing around with DCOS, but well, DCOS have
like a app store or something like this. There's a universe where you can go and see all your applications. So we
include Hermes in our universe, so you can go to the universe and deploy Hermes in a very easy way. Well, this is the interface of DCOS, just to feel the fields that you need. Let me say, I just want to show you how we scale Hermes in a DCOS cluster. Well, this is, DCOS is using Mesos under the hood. So this is the Mesos interface. We can see Hermes, what Mesos has offered to Hermes, and been deployed in one of the available agents it's running. So then we can go to the point. Well, this is our visualization tool. It's pretty much the same that we've seen in Kibana, using another visualization tool. And then to scale, this is it. Hermes is as easy as go to Marathon, version in scale, and then, well, your cluster, you have 100 nodes, you can go and say, okay, scale to 100, or 1,000, or whatever you have. So here, say the number of nodes that you want to scale. And you can see how Mesos is offering resources, Hermes is deploying, anything this is another, again, yeah, the Mesos interface, and you can see how we have deployed for Hermes.
Scale up to take, same.
Yeah. And that's basically it. So let me close this guy. And that's it. So you guys have any questions? Yeah, go ahead.
Besides sharing the config and starting with Docker nodes, what is Apple doing?
Well, you can use Akka, as Emilio said, it's for Torrance, so you can, we use Akka because we thought that it was a good way to deploy the tool in DCOS, and then you know something about Akka, you know that you have seats, you have nodes, so the seats, they are like they are responsible for joining the nodes. So you have
the seeds helps to discover all the nodes, and let's say that seed is responsible of maintain all the nodes interconnected each other. So maybe your seed cheat down, so it's obviously is recommendable that you run several seeds to avoid one of them cheat down and the other seeds will be able to maintain all the auto discovering and everything works fine. Any questions? More?
So I walked in late, so I'm sorry if you have maybe already answered this earlier in the presentation. But I was wondering, when you're generating data, so you're generating data for different Avro records, is there any way to say there's a common field between the different Avro types, let's say some kind of ID to generate data where some of the different Avro records will have the same ID?
Well, that's a good question. So it's not mandatory to generate data using Avro. You can use your own serializer or even your string serializer. But yeah, we don't know to be honest. Yeah. So your question is there is a chance of producing the same two messages with the same Avro configured ID.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's a good one. We don't know. Okay. We need to test it out.
No questions? Well, that's all.
Thank you very much. Come on, grab some.